Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon.
Tony Williams.
And Chauncey Williams with What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
Okay, Chauncey, the Super Bowl is set.
That's right. And it's set. Who we got? We got Tom Brady's Super Bowl.
Tom Brady is back again. Him and the Hoodie Man.
Man, weren't they there last year?
Yes, they were. He won it last year.
And they penalized him, and he came back.
Deflategate, right?
Yeah, what are they going to say this time?
So he wins now. Roger Goodell.
In trouble.
Has to hand him the Vince Lombardi Trophy for the world champions. I just suspended you for four games, took away a draft choice, and also fined your organization because we felt last year you cheated.
And now you back again.
And you back again.
That's good.
After all I did to try to level the playing field, to make sure whatever you advantage you had last year, you don't have it this year.
I'm gonna tell you the truth. I don't even like New England, but I like they swagger. I like it.
They put a product on the field.
That's
man.
It. They put a winning product. They like the San Antonio Spurs in basketball.
That's it.
They put out the best.
Yeah, there's no flash. The only real name is Brady.
That's
for the
it.
Most part. The other those guys are just a bunch of guys that play well together.
They all can be replaced.
Yeah. Oh, they're very interchangeable, and I think that's the formula to their success.
Then even the backup quarterbacks are brilliant people.
Man.
They're brilliant. If them four games ready, man, somebody was, they stepped in. Them brothers stepped right in. Like, we got it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Perlopolo. Something like that. But, yeah, he's set to get paid big bucks.
Next man.
Okay.
Everybody that played under Brady get paid big bucks. It was a guy a couple years ago that played for the Kansas City Chiefs that when Brady went down, he played, and he played good. And when Brady came back, he went to another team, went to the Kansas City.
Okay.
And he got paid. I can't remember his name, but that's just the Brady love.
Yeah, because he said right now, you know, he's 35 years old, but he can play another 3 to 4 years because he takes care of his body.
That's right.
Okay, and he don't take a lot of hits like you see guys taking in the league.
He got that hyperbaric chamber at home.
Okay.
That's what he got. He landed in that hyperbaric chamber. Chirogenics.
Yeah, that's a $6 million man.
A zip bag and just like Kobe numbing.
Yeah.
And getting body 20 years younger, probably.
Yeah. So I'm glad to see we got a new face in there with Atlanta. You know, we haven't had a team, you know, like Atlanta in there for a while. So
the Dirty Birds since
Dirty
2010.
Birds. Right.
That's what it's called, the Dirty Birds.
The Dirty Birds. Right. Yeah, they took them one that time. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun because they got a good team.
Yeah, they
Atlanta
do.
Atlanta is no joke. Okay, the early line says, the Patriots are favored to win, which they should be. Because they're defending Super Bowl champs. But I think they got a very formidable opponent in Atlanta.
Yes.
I mean, there's probably a lot of Green Bay fans out, but I really wasn't pulling for Green Bay. I was pulling for Atlanta and, you know, pulling for Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I was. I was pulling for Pittsburgh because Javon Bell, the Michigan State graduate and awesome player. And then the coach, too, I liked him.
Yeah, I liked him. Just they ran into a well-oiled machine, man. They couldn't stop that thing.
They can't stop that.
Nope.
Maybe if they'd have played on the other side of the ball, they probably would have got but not against that. That's not going to happen.
No. So, you know, he'll retool. He'll be back next year. His job is not in jeopardy. He took his team to the conference championship, and Pittsburgh, they do not fire coaches.
No, they don't.
You know, they just expect you to, you know, put a good product on the field, be there, be competitive, and, you know, let the chips fall where they may, because you do have to have some luck when you get this far.
Yeah, when you get that far, then you get to the Final Four, that means you're one of the best teams in the NFL.
Yes. And then locally, we are Big Reds. Boys are 10-0.
That's right, 10-0.
On a roll, and I truly believe at this point they can probably finish the regular season undefeated.
Yeah, they can. I mean, it's tough. It's tough playing. I think I know this show is pre-recorded. They got Reese Puffer tonight. We do too. Our girls' team, and we're in the midst of a four-game winning streak too. So that's rubbing off on us. And I told the girls they win five games in a row. I gotta buy some pizza.
You need to buy some pizza, man.
Yeah, I gotta break the bank. Well, but that's what we're gonna do for them. They do that. They finish this week out. So we got Jenison Friday. So I just want to keep that big red love rubbing off on us with them victories.
Well, Coach Walker said this week here, you guys can actually take over sole possession in the black.
Yes, we can.
Okay, we have a good weekend and a good week, rather. You guys could be in sole possession of the black. So you're in a position to to win the title.
That's right. So that's okay. So we gotta put our stamp on it today.
Right.
So
that's it. You don't need no help.
Nope.
You don't need nobody to help you. You just gotta go out and get it done.
Just play the game the way we've been playing and practicing and just putting our time in. So
and it's coming around.
Yeah,
girls are coming around. So tonight it's going to be a very competitive and entertaining game.
That's right.
For those that are split as to where to go tonight to watch the game.
That's right.
So I don't know how they came up with that, the schedule makers, but it is what it is. The boys are at Reese Puffer and the girls are at Redmond Potter.
They should have put us all in the same gym like they did that Mona Shores game. It would have been
yeah.
It would have been packed to capacity. Because I know our game is probably going to be a big game for
oh,
the city
no
tonight,
doubt.
Our girls' game.
Yeah, so.
And everybody wants to see the boys play anyway, so it would have been good having both of them in the building. It would have been a great ticket sale.
It really would have. So don't understand it. Maybe next time I run across Keith, I'll just ask him, you know, how did that happen?
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's really good for either school to have to split that gate like that.
That's right, because that's both that's some good colossal basketball both ways.
Yes, it is. So we'll all be listening in. And plus the radio announcers, they'll be split too.
Yeah, they will. So that's a lot of it's taxing on both sides.
Right. They don't know which game to go cover.
Because Reese Public got their own radio too, don't they?
You know, that's a good question.
Yeah, I've seen them say their games. Some a couple of announcers okay. that they had a couple several times.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So.
Good.
That's it. Then we're in a tournament Saturday against East Lansing in Grand Rapids.
Really?
East Grand Rapids High School. Yep. That's coming up. So East Lansing, they produced the starting point guard for Michigan State.
Right.
The girl.
Right. The girl. Yeah.
Yep. She came from West Virginia. So she was a transfer because they was mistreating her down in West Virginia when she chose Michigan State.
Oh.
So she did a legal move.
Oh,
just
okay.
got up out of there. They got mad at her because she chose Michigan State or West Virginia.
Okay.
You know, some people get like that, you
well,
know.
You know, that's the choice, though.
Hey, but we almost had on our team.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But, no, we didn't do that. We were just saying. She wanted to come, though, but we was like, no, we'll just figure it out without you.
Oh, okay, you know? Yeah.
We well, good yeah. without you.
Well,
it'd be nice to have her though, cause she lighting it up for the Spartans. She's lighting it up.
I seen Miss Cook got playing time the other night.
Yep, that's right. She's functioning with an injury that she probably could be redshirted, but she got so much heart and the coach like her so much.
She's letting her play.
Yep, like 8 minutes. You can't play over 8 minutes right now, but she working that 8 minutes off where she probably going up to 12 or 14. But strong young lady, been through a lot and good player. And it's always good to see former players that's from a program
mm-hmm.
that you with and.
Get to that next level and do well.
Yeah, that's right.
Well respected, and you know, we wish her nothing but the best.
Yeah, so
for
it's
sure.
a good thing. And that does so. Good for our community too, seeing that young lady out there. And kind of Coach Peachy is on our staff too, and she helps us with our defense and our presses and everything. So we got that flavor from that history when Drinka was there pre us and coaches okay. with us now. So let you know that we really is a community and a family type of team.
Great, man. That speaks volumes to Big Red Athletics. As a whole, and we embrace these girls just like we do the boys.
That's right, and we have a lot of fun, so it's good just seeing them. I can't wait.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
whatever it is.
I think
so,
we're getting better.
Yeah, we're getting better. What I was gonna say is, we got the Trump card tonight.
Trump card, as yep. we all know, was inauguration ceremony took place last week.
That's right.
So now the Trump is in full effect.
The squad is together.
Okay.
The thing is, you know what he's about. He's about his goals for us. And then my thing is, what I always looking at is the tax plan of the people that come in. So I know we brought a document in today just to break down and just share with the audience. Because a lot of times people just go off social networks or
word of mouth,
or presentation, how people present themselves.
Right.
So what we did is we went tooth and nail and we found some documentation and just break down a simple way for our audience to receive what this tax plan does for the middle class person. So I got a quote and it says, the goals of Donald Trump's tax plan says, too few Americans are working, too many jobs have been shipped overseas, and too many middle class families cannot make ends meet. This tax plan directly meets these challenges that he has. So he got a tax plan that say, it sound like me, I'm a middle class American,
okay, so
that's a business owner.
That's what you ask yourself. The statement you just read.
Yes, sir.
Is that a true statement?
That's true. That's me.
Okay, so you can't argue the truth, right?
I can't go to the grocery store and fill up a whole shopping cart.
Okay.
That's $400.
I don't even push one no more.
I tried. So I got to get the little one.
I get the basket, man. The little carry-on, you know?
I buy meals by the week.
Yep.
That's what me and our family does. So I know what he's talking about, just living under that burden.
There's four simple goals, right?
Okay, yes.
So I'm going to give them one and you give them one.
Okay.
Tax relief for middle-class Americans. In order to achieve the American dream, let people keep more money in their pockets and increase after-tax wages.
All right, now look, I like that. Now, I ain't got to look at Trump. I don't gotta care what he say, but when I see that on paper, that seems like something I want to happen to me.
Okay. Now, can you argue with that?
No, I can't.
If a guy say, man, I want you to keep more money that you work for, can't argue with it. Republican or Democrat?
Hey, I'm...
I can't argue with
it. And then, man. Plus, I mean, I can't be the mad student, like a student in school. I can't be mad at him. He in office now. He the principal in office.
Executive decisions.
So I got to figure out what his plan is and figure out how to ride with it or get ran over.
Well, this is the old saying, get in where you fit in.
That's right.
This is that time.
So that's the first one. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, that's good. Number two, and we talked about this before coming on air, simplify the tax code to reduce the headaches Americans face in preparing their taxes and let everyone keep, again, more of their money. Now, we talked about it being seven tax brackets. We're going to break it down to four.
Currently, there are seven tax brackets.
And we're talking about 0, 10, 15, and 20%, I believe.
Yeah, I think those are the numbers.
So instead of having seven, so now you got a simplified way to doing taxes. Now people get their tax returns back faster because you simplified the numbers.
Okay, which makes sense, right?
That's right. It makes sense.
It makes sense. Grow the American economy by discouraging corporate inversion, adding a huge number of new jobs, and making America globally competitive again.
Now, what he talking about is crush NAFTA.
Okay.
Come in with an iron fist and crush that national free trade agreement.
That covers South America through Canada and America. So at one time, and it's just like anything else, over time things evolve. And you don't understand all the dynamics when you first go into these agreements, okay?
Yes, sir.
Unfortunately, now this was done in the Clinton administration.
Yes, it was.
But now we're seeing some of the downside
side effects
to those agreements. And right, wrong, or indifferent, he is saying that we need to take another look at this. And if it even means to back out of this and renegotiate it, then that's what we're going to do. But right now he is saying this is not good for the American economy.
And he's right, because look at Small Town USA. Small Town USA used to be the distributor companies.
Yes.
Like Muskegon. Finish, Shape. Those companies have weathered the storm.
Mm-hmm.
But you can name a whole bunch that left. That went ran south for the border.
Yeah.
Or went totally overseas.
Went overseas.
Flew, just left.
Yeah. Yeah, my other life, I used to work at the paper mill, man.
Yes, right? Sir.
They shut down and went basically overseas because it was a foreign-owned company.
So they went back where they could just send the product back here, and they don't have no tariff, no high taxes on it, and now they got it cheaper.
That's right.
And they did that with cars. They did that with clothes. There's a quote that he said, and I'm not saying I admire what he said, but I thought about it. He's right. He said, I can remember a time in America that you can go to Mexico and not drink the water and have a good vacation.
Okay.
And you can drive a car made in America. He said, you can't drink the water in Flint, but you – got to drive a car made in Mexico.
It's the truth.
It's the truth. So it's like a lot of things he's balancing out. It's like he got president now. So we got to really look at and see how can we function and do better. That's how I look at it. I can't go against him because I'm like, I'm in a system now.
Yeah. It's like fighting City Hall. I mean, you're just going to have to understand the initiatives and hopefully what we're seeing is really going to happen, and we as middle-class Americans can benefit from these changes. And this is just only a small part of this overall package. But taxes affect everybody in this country.
Everybody.
So this is one of the items that we decided to talk about because we know, and it is tax time, which won't take effect this year.
That's right.
Because the tax laws are already in place. But for next year, this is a part of the reform. Okay. And what's the last one we got?
Number four says it doesn't add to our debt and deficit, which are already too large. So this plan that we're about to go over, these benefits, it don't add to the deficit. So basically these are some great cuts that we can have that we can expect in the next tax year.
Right. To benefit American growth. And then he's got some bullet points here where it talks about the Trump tax plan achieve these goals.
All right. And
it's four bullet points again.
So what's number one?
If you are single and earn less than $25,000, or if you're married and jointly earn less than $50,000, you will not owe any income tax. No tax if you fall within those parameters. That removes nearly 75 million households, which is over 50%, from the income tax rolls.
Mm.
They get a new one-page form to send the IRS saying, I win. Those who will otherwise owe income tax will save an average of nearly $1,000 each.
He said you get a tax form instead of 1099, a 1049 or whatever that is.
Yeah, 1040
easy.
Yeah.
You get an I win.
You get an I win, man. I can't argue with that.
I know I can't argue with that. Because when you talk about $25,000 and then jointly $50,000, you're talking about an average family, probably each spouse making probably $40,000 a year. And then with the tax benefits, with their health and everything, you're talking about at least $15,000 coming out of that.
Okay.
Looking at they don't own a business or something, so they're looking at $25,000 and $50,000, they're going to get some large benefits. And then that means they get everything back that the government took away from them.
Right.
Oh, that's great.
No tax, man. None.
So then now they get those dollars to generate back into the economy.
That's what it's meant for, is to generate other growth.
Buy a house.
Spend that money.
Because if you look at $15,000 and you look at it probably getting back if you marry, $7,000 to $15,000. That's $7,000 to $15,000 investment.
Consumer
down
goods.
Payment of the house. That's 20% of a house in this area, Muskegon.
Yeah.
You're getting houses for $50,000.
Absolutely.
So $7,000 is 35%. That's 35% down on a home. You're getting that house.
Okay.
You walking into that house.
It's affordable now.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you need 20% down. Like, I got $7,000 mm-hmm. on a $50,000 house. Hey, let's go. So you're ready now. So you can pay on that 10% down of surety cash that you can have in your bank account for 6 months, and you could be probably buying a home or paying off a large debt.
Yep.
You know, so you got to think about that. That's one of the benefits. Another one, one of the bullet points, it says, all other Americans will get a simpler tax code with four brackets, 0, 10%, 20%, and 25%, instead of the current 7. This new tax code eliminates the marriage penalty and the alternative minimum tax mm-hmm. while providing the lowest tax rate since before World War II.
That's huge, man.
Man, that's huge.
That's big time.
My dad was born during World War II time. He was born 1924. So before World War II, we talking about everything booming, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, yeah.
Everything is rocking.
It's still the Industrial Revolution.
Right. Jobs.
Booming.
My dad was able to drive a semi-truck at 14. I'm like, how you driving a semi-truck at 14? That's crazy. I don't do that. He's like, brother, he said, you ain't have to go to school. You can walk out of high school in 7th grade, 6th grade, and get a job.
He's right.
Walk right in. We're in 2017, we're looking at technology advances where somebody could probably own a business or get a trade and walk right in mm-hmm. after high school.
That's
what I see with so many hours put in. They could be probably making $25, $30 an hour with their trade if he keeps all businesses in America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's growth.
It's growth.
It's growth, man. And that makes a big difference right there. And the alternative minimum tax just says that regardless of what you make, there's going to be a minimum amount of tax you got to pay. That
minimum.
Goes away. Yeah. Yeah, you're going to
I think
to
it's 15%.
Taxes. Is it 15 now?
Yep, I think straight 15. I had a document that said that it was like 15 flat up to so many numbers of people. I had a different document. Yep. It says, it's all about the business tax. Reduce the corporate tax to 15%
yep,
and limit
that.
The top individual income tax rate on pass-through businesses such as partnerships to no more than 15%. So that's one of them. And then looking at the income brackets, but not over, it's 15%. But when you get into those numbers, it's higher out of the middle class because middle class goes, what, almost like $150,000?
Mm-hmm. So 150.
After that, you're going a little bit higher. But then when you're talking about somebody making hundreds of thousands, they still getting a big break.
Okay, I'm down for it. I want to pay whatever that tax rate is for $250,000, whatever it is. I want to pay it, okay?
That's right.
Okay, the next bullet is no business of any size, from a Fortune 500 to a mom-and-pop shop to a freelancer living job to job, will pay more than 15% of their business income in taxes.
That's me. I got a regular job. I'm not really a freelancer, but I use social media, and I have a website, and all my stuff is like my storage is in a hard drive. And it's outsourced to me. When I want to buy books, I call a company. Mm-hmm. When I need more products, I call another company. But I'm the freelancer. My business is a freelancer. So that's going to benefit me as a business owner.
Yes, it is. To invest back into the business.
Yes.
Okay. To buy more equipment.
To buy more products, to buy more books, to buy more leads, to go make more videos, to do more shows, to build more things. So that, I see that as a definite benefit to somebody like myself, where I fall into a certain income bracket where I can get those gains of that 15% and see a greater return.
Okay.
The next one is, no family will have to pay the death tax. You earned and saved that money for your family, not the government. You paid taxes on it. You earned it. Now the death tax, I never really understood that.
Well, there are certain, you know, like if it goes into probate court.
When everything's tied up, if they don't have a will, like the Prince situation.
Yeah, yeah, then, you know, there's some taxation issues that come up.
That's a big number, too. They hit it, don't they?
Yes, they do. But normally, life insurance policies that are paid out are not taxed.
Okay.
Okay. It just, the death tax becomes when it becomes a probate issue that involves the
court.
When
the family can't agree on something.
Yeah.
When it's tied up.
Go to court and basically be dissolved in court, then there's going to be an estate tax for the most part. Then the tract is revenue neutral. The Trump tax cuts are fully paid for by reducing or eliminating most deductions and loopholes available to the very rich.
So basically, he get his people too.
Yeah.
So you're not gonna be able to just get all the money now.
Right.
He said it's not gonna be all them loopholes for you. We're gonna put it in black and white. You can do this. You're gonna benefit here. People gonna see on paper how you're gonna benefit.
Right. Because we're gonna lower the tax for corporate taxes are gonna get lowered. So you don't have to use all these loopholes to save your money, to secure your money,
or send it on an offshore account, things like that. So then that our country loses like that.
Yes, they do.
So you gaining money, but America's not growing because you put the money somewhere else. Next one is a one-time deemed reparation of corporate cash held overseas at significantly discounted 10% rate, followed by an end to deferral of taxes on corporate income earned abroad. We just got through talking about that.
That's right.
So the offshore account.
Bring the money back into the United States. We won't penalize you. Okay, we won't prosecute you.
Oh, we're going to be doing good in America.
But this is a one-time deal now.
Yeah, if you don't do it.
You get reparation for this one time. Now, if we get into it and we find out you didn't bring it back, different story. Okay?
Woo, now it's time to get paid. That's when the government going to get paid off your money if you don't get out that offshore account.
Yeah.
One time. Y'all see it right in the writing. One time.
One time.
Tell the truth.
It's like that. It's like a come to Jesus.
Yep. When you file. Okay. Like, I got this offshore account over here with $1 million in it. If you say don't put it down there, and they find it, oh my goodness, you got to pay.
That's gonna be probably. You know, they probably will confiscate the money and be criminal charges.
Mm.
Be interesting to see how that works out. Gonna be interesting.
That's rough.
Yeah, yeah. Next bullet, last one on this particular item is reducing or eliminating corporate loopholes that cater to special interests, as well as deductions made unnecessarily or redundant by the new lower tax rate on corporations and business income. We'll also phase out a reasonable cap of the deductibility of business interest expense.
Hey, you know what that sound like? It's like this tax plan sound like Trump saying, look, I got over, and everybody else can't get over like I did.
Right, that's like a security firm, right?
Yeah,
that's had a breach of security. Go out and hire guys that took advantage of them.
That's right, casinos.
Yeah,
when it comes to the cards,
right? Yeah.
And the gambling, they like, oh, get somebody on that crap table on those spades or those cards,
and I want the game.
That's right, that know the game, so I can catch the people that's trying to rob the casino.
Right.
So what he did is he's like, I know all the tricks.
I done did them.
Now I'm gonna put all the tricks in place. Hey, I'm gonna give you a benefit, but you can't do nothing I did.
Nope.
Wow. So he said, I'm going to become the president so I can teach everybody what I know, but in the same time be respected.
Okay, that's it.
By my peers. Be like, look, I look out for y'all, but y'all can't do what I did now.
Yeah, because, I mean, for you, you know, they talked about his tax returns, and he admitted, yeah, you know, I used creative accounting within the guidelines of the law. I hired all these high, you know, polluting tax attorneys. They worked for me, paid them a lot of money. And we went through this thing, and I had a tax write-off. Forget what year it was, for millions and millions of dollars that he could stretch over a period of time of like 10 years, and therefore he didn't pay any taxes.
Right.
He probably thought to himself, now this is a real dumb tax law. But it's on the books. That means we can do it. So I'm going to take advantage of it. It's not illegal.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, there's some other bullet points, too, we wanted to hit here. And it says, this is really interesting, reduce the cost of child care by allowing families to fully deduct the average cost of child care from their taxes, including stay-at-home parents. So in other words, you know, and I hear the horror stories about people that have to pay for child care that work.
Yes, they do. It's expensive, man.
Yeah.
It's about $375 a week sometimes, where depending where you at.
Right.
And yeah. if they watching your kid, you're talking about getting education, healthy nutrition, and exercise. When you at work, you want those kids to get those three.
Yeah.
So you just, if somebody just babysitting and you put them down on the list because you got some government aid, you say you going to have your cousin babysit them and they're not going to do nothing but just watch them and make them watch TV in front of the television. We're not talking about that. We're talking about real daycare.
Yeah, real daycare.
Where it's development going on. And it costs money. It's a pretty penny, man.
You know, especially for single parents, you know. And I think that's a great bullet point to give folks that as a deduction, because it truly is. And it's an expense that they have to pay to work.
You're right.
And if we're going to create more jobs, that means we're going to have more people that's going to fall into that, under those guidelines.
Now, so we got another one. I have one that says estate and gift taxes. Repeal federal estate and gift taxes. So we're going to put a change to those. But then also the Affordable Care Act taxes. Repeal the 3.8% net investment income tax on high-income taxpayers, single filers with incomes over $200,000, and couples with income over $250,000. So that's that top bracket. That's yes. Not middle class. That's upper middle class. And they're saying we're going to repeal that 3.8% net investment. So we're going to change that.
Good. That's good. Good. What else we got here?
I got something still talking about the the income tax. I got one with the individual income tax. The plan will reduce the number of individual income tax brackets from the current 7, and that's going back to these 3, 10, 20, and 25%. It will cut the top 39.9% rate by 14.6 percent points, or more than a third. The plan will retain current provincial tax rates of 0, 15, and 20% on a long-term capital gains qualified dividends.
Okay.
The top effective tax rate on capital gains and qualified dividends will fall. However, because the plan will repeal 3.8% surtax on investment, the income of high-income tax earners that was enacted as a part of the Affordable Care Act. So it's going to benefit the people that's been getting taxed by that.
Okay, yes.
I'm one of them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like being taxed for money that I haven't actually used yet.
Yeah.
If you invest money at the end of the year, the company that you invest in will pay you a dividend or, you know, the appreciation of the value of the stock, but yet you've never taken possession of it and you get taxed on it.
Listen to this number right here. It says the plan would increase the standard deduction in 2015. So here goes the standard deduction. I know about deductions. I like those. From $6,300 to $25,000, right? For single filers, that's in 2015. And from $12,600 to $50,000 for married couples. So while maintaining the existing personal and dependent exemptions of $4,000 per person. So you still got that we had, right?
Right.
For the people that don't do what I do, like we do,
we itemize.
Yeah, we itemize. So the non-itemizer, the Trump plan will reduce taxes throughout the income distribution. So even if you don't do that, you still going to get something. Mm-hmm. The high standard deduction would increase the amount of income tax exempt from tax by $18,700 for single filers and by $37,400 for joint filers. This income will otherwise be taxed at the taxpayer's highest marginal rate. So now basically you can make between $18,000 and $37,000, and that's considered the poverty margin when you done grossing that.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's saying, no, I'm going to help you in the increase in that area. So it's going to help boost people's income, and they'll be able to do more even when they don't itemize.
That's right. Yeah, because I know a lot of folks that can't itemize. They don't have enough deductions.
They don't have it. The money's not there. It's just not there.
So don't penalize them for it.
At all.
And that's what we're doing. We're penalizing.
So he's starting to see it. He wants them to be able to have more money to spend. That's what I see already. He wants to put the American dollar and make it stronger.
Yep.
Man, that hasn't happened in a while.
Nope.
Because they've been using the stock market since the gold standard. That's why, look, when you go back to the pre-World War II days, you got to go back to the gold standard.
Yeah, that's it. That's what the currency of this country is based on, is the value of gold.
the Federal Reserve. But then, you know, the stock market came in and the investments and all this other stuff, the computerized currency, you know?
Yep.
So now he's trying, like, let's go back to, like, it looks like a gold standard so we can have that margin with our dollar,
yep.
Some cushion.
Make that dollar stronger on the open market.
So it won't disappear and inflation kill it. So.
Yeah. But, yeah, there's a lot of initiatives that we haven't had a chance to really take a look at. But I think we owe it to our audience
over
the course of this year is to bring these things to the table so you can see them, you know, and understand exactly where we're headed. I have to assume that everything we see we probably won't like.
Oh, I know. I don't like everything. But I know that I liked him looking at me as a business owner, and I'm not in the upper middle class yet. But he's looking at me like, okay.
You need to get there. I need to help you get there.
How can he help me get there? If I invest in my business more, he'll lower this, he'll lower that, make my exemptions and my deductions fit what I'm doing, and just make sure I'm serving my purpose so I can help more people. So I see that. I appreciate that.
Because we know the documents we're looking at now is talking about putting people to work, giving workers more discretionary income. But it also says that we're going to make reforms to welfare. Okay.
That's got to go.
And things are going to be different when it comes to welfare because we're going to provide you with opportunities to go to work, to provide for a living.
Yes.
And not depend on the state or the federal government to feed you.
I think that's our show right there. I'm Chauncey Williams.
I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success. 103.7 The Beat.